ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
Tones and Eyes, latest, it's called Cloudy Day. It's from her album, which has been released now. It's out. It's awesome. She also did the cover artwork for it, which looks amazing.
So talented.
Welcome to the Madhouse is the album. And, well, welcome to our Madhouse, Tones and I. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you going?
So good. It's really exciting that your first album is now out, but it just feels so strange to me that this is your first album because we have been loving your music for so long now. Does it feel amazing that it's finally out into the world?
Yeah, I can't believe it's my first album and it does feel like it's been so long. But, yeah, I can't believe I've got a bunch of music that I've just dropped at one time. It feels cool.
Is it like a weight off when the album finally gets released, or does the pressure kind of like double down?
I don't know. I felt a bit of pressure before the album. I was so nervous. Like the last few weeks, I've been like just erratic, up and down, whatever. But now that it's out, it does feel nice. It feels good. But now I'm like, oh no, I have no songs. I need to start writing again. They're all out.
Start from scratch again. You did joke there's like an ad that you kind of made on your Instagram for the album, and you joked on there that Darryl Braithwaite's The Horses is one of the songs on the album. It's not really, but we would really love it if it were. So any chance of a remix of that or
a collaboration with Darryl?
Oh my gosh, he is such a favourite with me and my friends. So I mean, I did meet him one time, but I don't know if he'd want to. If he'd want to, but I mean, I'm sure I could ask the question.
Oh, he would so want to.
If you don't love the horses, are you even alive? Like, do you even have a pulse if you don't love horses? Speaking of collabs, you have hinted in the past, and I guess you've put it out there, that you'd love to one day work with Macklemore. Is this a thing that's actually happening? Like, can we expect music from you or Macklemore? Because I think that would just be amazing.
Oh, yeah, Macklemore's amazing. My favourite artist, lyricist. He did surprise me backstage at my Seattle show.
Wow.
And then asked me to go to the studio with him. So I did spend a day in the studio with him. And he's just such a good person. We wrote two songs together, but his album's not out yet, which is, you know, maybe he's waiting for the right time. But, yeah, we've kept in contact and we've got some hooks, but I'm not sure what he's doing right now with music.
So it's going to be on his album, not yours.
I'm not sure. It might be a single. It might be nothing. Oh, it could be nothing. I don't know.
Please
it's
not be something.
To know we've been lucky.
We'll have to wait and see. Hey, you've got a few concerts that are meant to be happening in Queensland at the end of this month. Is there any chance?
I've got the list here, actually. Gabby.
Yeah.
So it's Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast and Townsville all at the end of the month.
Any chance that's actually going to be able to go ahead? Because you're in Melbourne at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in Melbourne. Gosh, I really don't want to cancel any show. That Townsville show has been on sale for so long and I've never been that high in Australia before.
Oh.
So that high up in Australia, is that what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, we have a lack of oxygen in the northern half of the state, so you've got to be wary of that.
I'm hoping that it all goes ahead. We've been pretty quick with our lockdowns. Obviously, I'm in Melbourne, so I was in that, like, five-month one or whatever. Mm. So we've been pretty quick with our lockdowns recently. We've been able to get on top of it. So we'll just have to wait and see how it goes. I'm really hopeful, though.
Did this disturb your busking as well? Because you were back out on the streets doing a bit of busking. If anyone pre-ordered your album, they got your location in advance, which was really cool. Were you able to do that?
My first busk was actually going to be on Friday.
No!
The day we
Oh, I thought maybe you snuck one in, but no.
Yeah, no, we were going to, text everyone that night, and then we got told we're going into lockdown at midnight.
Oh,
that'd be beautiful and kind of serendipitous, wouldn't it? Like, back to where you began for the launch of the album. Oh, bugger. We're on the air with Tones and I. We just heard her brand new single, Cloudy Day, which we love. Quickly, before we let you go, when we get people on who are pretty uber famous, we do a thing called reality check, just to make sure. I mean, you're a Melbourne girl. You grew up in regional Victoria and that. Just to make sure your feet are still firmly planted on the ground. So we ask some pretty basic everyday questions just to gauge your answers.
Okay.
So, for example, when's the last time you went into a Department of Transport?
Oh, gosh. It's been a year and a half ago.
Oh, that's not too bad.
You want to really space out your visits to Vic Roads.
Yeah, you don't want to be there often.
It's Queensland Transport up here. They're not the nicest of places, are they?
I know
it's
you're
always
in.
Always the
line. Always the line. Or take a ticket.
I know you're in lockdown in Melbourne at the moment, so it's only essentials on the grocery list. But what is the last item you did buy at the grocery store?
Those three minute veggies that you put in the microwave.
Oh, the steam fresh ones?
Yeah.
Oh, I have them.
They're good. And they're as good as fresh too, to be honest. I wouldn't imagine you'd have much time because you're busy putting out albums and making music and stuff, but last TV series you watched?
Criminal Minds I'm watching at the moment. I think I watched it when I was younger because I can kind of remember some of the stuff, but not enough to remember the outcome. So I'm kind of watching Criminal Minds right now.
That's awesome. It's a good show.
It is a good one.
It is, yeah.
Roll-on or spray deodorant?
Spray deodorant. Yeah,
and when it comes to roll-on, can you share it or not?
No, I don't think so, unless you're really desperate.
Rules of life, according to Tones and I. I think you passed. That's ticks all around.
Feet are on the ground.
Yeah, because actually, just going back very quickly to the transport thing, do you still have a van? You had a van, didn't you?
Yeah, my van is not getting roadworthy ever again. I still have my old van, but the rust on the side got so bad that you can stick your hand through the side of the van.
Needs a bit of work. Tones and I, we love you so much, and we just love the new single. The album's out as well too. Check it out. Like we said, she actually designed the artwork herself, and it looks awesome. It's called Welcome to the Madhouse. Tones and I, best of luck for your upcoming dates in Queensland, mate. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, guys. Great to chat.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.